Welcome back. The iconic folk duo Indigo Girls plays the Amp in St. Augustine next month. I spoke with one half of the duo, singer-songwriter Emily Salyers, about the band's long-running success. Take a listen. Hi, Emily. So good to talk to you. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
I've been a longtime fan of the Indigo Girls, so it's really a pleasure to get to speak to you and talk about your upcoming show in May in St. Augustine. What is so cool is you're going to be performing a lot of the hits that fans love, but in recent years, you've been doing this interesting new work, performing with symphonies across America, and you put all of that work into a live album. So will we be treated to some of this kind of symphonic collaboration when you perform in St. Augustine?
Well, I wish we could do both at the same time, but we can't.
Okay.
Symphony shows this. It's kind of like its own special thing, and we have all the charts written. We hired a composer, and they get sent to different symphonies in different cities that are interested in having those concerts. So, and then we go in and do a whole day of, not a whole day, actually, a couple hours of rehearsal, then we take a break, and then it's showtime. So it's a different thing. I wish we could present it at the St. Augustine at the same time.
Yeah, but still lots in store for fans. You and your bandmate, Amy Ray, the way your voices blend together is really something magical. How did you two come together as a group, and how have you managed to stay together all these years?
We met each other in elementary school.
Really?
So, yes. So 9 and 10 years old. She had, I guess, was just starting to play guitar, and I already played guitar. I had a little seventh grade band called the Blue Skies, and we used to play in the cafeteria in elementary school. So she became aware of that, and then we ended up going to the same high school, and we joined the chorus together. And when we joined the chorus, we became like fast friends. And I knew she played guitar, and she knew I did, and we were both burgeoning songwriters. So I just went to our house. We started learning songs together. And instantaneously, it was so much fun, and there was such a clicking.
Mm-hmm.
And her voice was lower, and mine was higher, and she was a rock and roll strummer, and I was more of a picker. And immediately, it just gelled. It wasn't like, oh, we're going to form a band, and this is what we're doing for the rest of our lives. But immediately, we were simpatico, and then we just took it from there, step by step, gig by gig, fake ID by fake ID.
I needed them when you were first starting out, too. We don't need them anymore, so that's kind of how it goes. But, you know, you have fans of all generations, not just people in my demo, because you really have produced timeless music, the two of you, over the years. I say that as a fan. You really have.
Well, thanks for that. I mean, I think that Amy and I, we're really not, there is no artifice to our work or our presentation as women, as queer people, and we write songs, obviously, through our own lens, but we're observers of life and art and struggle. And so we just write about things that I think the people who follow us, they're sort of universal topics of human dignity and value and civil rights and justice struggles and things that no matter what generation you are from, you can hook into something if that's the kind of person you are and you think about those same things. So,
mm-hmm.
And I think the fact that we're two different, very different people, personalities, we write differently, our music is different from each other. I think it's sort of like it gives it a little bit more of like, here's something for everybody in a way. If you dig into this kind of stuff or this kind of stuff, we sort of cover more bases than if we were two women doing the same kind of music.
Well, it's great to speak with you and have a great time. We're looking forward to the concert. It's the Indigo Girls, Sunday, May 30th, 7 o'clock at the Amp in St. Augustine. Tickets on sale now. Emily Salyers, one half of the Indigo Girls. Thanks so much.
Melissa, thank you. I can't even believe we get to play live at a beautiful St. Augustine. So thank you for having me, and we can't wait to get there.
And we'll close with some of the most beautiful harmonies you will ever hear. Here's Closer to Fine, the Indigo Girls. Enjoy. Have a great weekend.